Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem. Continue with Pele Yoyt Shin number 23, discussing Avas Ish V'Isha, discussing how we are supposed to have Shalom Bayis with our spouses. And we discussed yesterday a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which told us that Shalom Bayis is one of the Tariq mitzvahs. And we should not forget about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the person spends too much time with his wife, which might be like, well, that's what you teach my Shalom Bayis here. Don't spend too much time. I want to tell you something. I have a friend of mine that told me, you know, one of the reasons why there's Shalom Bayis problems? Because the husbands are in the house too much. And then he goes out to the Beis Medrash, goes to learn. He won't be hanging around the house too much. He'll have more Shalom Bayis. Okay? Now, I want to share with you. He was saying that as, I don't want to say as a joke. He was being serious. But I want to share with you, before we go on to the next piece over here from the Bel Yoitz, I want to share with you a Chassam Sofer. And from this Chassam Sofer, every wife is going to encourage their husbands to go learn more and more. Okay? And for those listening to the recording, please reach out to me. Tell me if it works. What does the Chassam Sofer say? Every year, there is a Gzar Din by Rosh Hashanah time. We've said this Chassam Sofer in the past, but now we'll say it in the recording over here for this year. There's a Gzar Din, Miyichya, Miyamus, Miyoshir, Miyoni, who will live, and the other way, who will become wealthy, and the other way. Says the Chassam Sofer, there's also a Gzar Din, how much machlokes there will be in the world. How much argument, how many arguments there'll be in the world as well? There's a Gzar Din. 755 million arguments. I made up the number. I have no idea. Okay, Hashem didn't discuss with me. There are two different ways there could be arguments. There can be arguments, where's the salt? What? You want the pepper? The salt. The salt. Where's the salt? Right? Hopefully not like that, right? Okay. Or, he's going to give me the salt, I see. He got up in Cincinnati over there. Okay. So then you can have an argument with your chavrusa. How you learn? Beis Shammai says, this is the svara, right? Like I told you, before I got here, somebody at my Gemara share last night, he left me a message. He says, are you understanding like this? Because I don't think you said it like that. So I left him back a message. No, I understand the same way as you. This morning I hear my WhatsApp message. Well, did you really mean it like this or do you mean like that? So he's still going at it. Okay, he's still going at it. When I came here this morning to give the Mishnah Berurah Shir, there was a big machlekes going on. He was arguing, I don't know, I think you have to get a better pshat in the sugya, right? And he's saying, and Daniel's saying, no, that is the pshat in the sugya. They're going back and forth at it. You can have, says the Chassam Sofer, machlekes in Liman HaTorah that will take away the machlekes of the salt. Oh, here's the salt, right here you go. Here's the salt. Because sometimes someone asks for the salt, and this 18-wheeler passing by, you can't hear anything. The water goes on in the house. No one heard anything. And then the other person says, I just asked you to pass the salt. What do you want? For the third time, can you please pass the salt? Well, third time, I didn't hear you once. What are you getting so upset about? It's just some salt. Now, these are clean mashals, right? Clean mashalim over here. But l'maisa, the Chassam Sofer is emes. That if there's more machlokes in learning, there's less machlokes in the house. You hear that? So that's another understanding. And I saw this Chassam Sofer in the drashas. Be'enai re'isi. Okay. U'lahasirim b'dukdukei ha-mitzvos. It's important for a husband to instruct, to educate, to lead by example his wife, how to do mitzvahs properly. I want to give an example of one of these mitzvahs. And we did discuss this example in the past. And it's something that happens haphazardly. And before I tell you what the mitzvah is, I'm going to tell you the skula of the mitzvah. I'm going to tell you the skula. Sometimes you hear the words, you say the word skula, oh, get the antenna shoot up. Even more so, if you hear the skula is for wealth, woo! Okay? Then you get the antennas going through the roof. Washing your hands properly for Nagelweiser, for bread. Washing your hands properly. You know, benching properly is a school for Parnassa. Benching properly. say the words out loud, bench properly. Now we'll discuss for a second washing your hands. And try this out. I heard there was the yeshiva that taught the little children a beautiful lesson, how to wash your hands. They got their hands, ready for this? They got their hands, little children, full of flour. Okay? First of all, who doesn't want to get their hands full of flour? You're a child, right? Then they said, okay, let's go wash our hands now. They gave them the Negel of Aser. If there's white flour still on your hand, what does that show? You didn't wash your hands properly. So you as an adult could try this as well. One of the mistakes we make as adults, as children as well, and we just continue as adulthood, we take the water, we pour the water on our hands in one quick swoop, and we don't turn our hands slowly, and we don't pour the water slowly, and then the water doesn't get all over our hands. And in fact, you'll notice the bottom part of your hand is totally dry. Test it out. Test it out just the way somebody might have normally done it, and then try it again. Have your fingers raised up, pour the water slowly, turn your hand all around, and then pour again. And then look at your hand. It's a matter of another maybe 15 to 25 seconds total to do the mitzvah of washing your hands properly. And as we had mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. It's a skula for Ashiras. He does say if you're doing that properly and you're still not wealthy, there are other averus that we have to look into. Matoy manoim lelamid la divrei musar ulahagi la divrei chachmenu zal, how appropriate it is. And we have a lot of holy women, nashim kedoshim, who are part of this musar group, and they're learning from this musar. And it says here that the husband should teach the wife musar. You know when's a good time for this? Shabbos, at the Shabbos table. Learn a little Hilchos Lashon Hara. And there are women who do this themselves as well. They learn Musar, they learn Hilchos Lashon Hara. One of my daughters, on the phone, she learns Hilchos Lashon Hara from one of the English swan. And his point is, the more we come and educate and focus on the severity of mitzvahs and the importance of avoiding avera, he's saying the wife, he's discussing the husband to the wife, the husband as well, will tizar yoiser, will be careful and not to violate this. And in fact, he says the wife will be even more zahir than the husband. The wife will be more zahir and more careful not to violate these mitzvahs and to appreciate the value of what a mitzvah is.